On this day of the week dedicated to the Blessed Mother, we are blessed to be here and have the holy sacrifice of the Mass in this shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, the Immaculate Conception. And today we have the feast of someone who was related to her, at least by familiar ties, and was a cousin of our Lord, Saint Simeon, the second bishop of Jerusalem. He was a son, along with other of the apostles, Joseph and Jude and Mark, and principally James the Lesser, of Saints Joseph of Cleophas and Mary of Cleophas. And he, as the brother of St. James, who is also oftentimes called in the scriptures the brother of the Lord because he was his relative, was chosen after the martyrdom of St. James to succeed him as second bishop, second patriarch in that sense, of Jerusalem, which he ruled until his death after the year 100. Now, St. Simeon, along with other things, was also a mystic and had many visions. And among them were the fact that our Lord appeared to him, telling him right before the horrible cataclysm of the year 70 AD, when the whole city of Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed and burnt to the very ground, he was told by our Lord to take all the Christians of Jerusalem out to the desert. And of course, our Lord provided a very well and comfortable oasis for them to dwell in for years, as a matter of fact. In the meantime, the Jews killed one another, ate their own children for hunger, and did all kinds of horrible things. And then finally, Titus, the emperor, came and destroyed Jerusalem, taking with him to Rome all that was left of the temple. And in Rome, in the great Acropolis of Rome, you see in the middle of it an arch, the Arch of Titus, which shows the Roman soldiers taking the Holy of Holies, taking the Ark of the Covenant and the candelabra that were in front of the Ark, all of them to Rome, where, of course, since then, they have totally disappeared. In the meantime, later on, Saint Simeon was told in a vision by God to return to Jerusalem. And the Romans were very happy because they wanted to rebuild the city. And so they very cunningly used the Catholics, the Christians, to rebuild it. Of course, later on, they would persecute them again. But nevertheless, a very cunning ruler will know how to use even his enemies to do his own work. So they did. And then later on, a persecution arose again. And St. Simeon was martyred around the beginning of the second century, around the year 106-107. And of course, he is a great saint of the church, a relative of the Lord. He too could be called the brother of the Lord, and a great bishop who stood by his people in good times and in bad, as a bishop is allowed and supposed to do. And so today in particular, we pray to St. Simeon for holy bishops and for a traditional pope that will right what is wrong with the church today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.